Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. We start off this week with the sound of the Eagles from the number one album in America, Long Road Out of Eden. That's their hit, How Long? And Jeff, it's not often, I guess I should ask you, how long has it been since we started with a big single like that? I'd have to say never. We haven't gone commercial, but those Eagles, got to play them, and the dogs have some acclamation.
Well, once again, I'm afraid. Don't like the Eagles. I don't know. I guess I raised them wrong. I can't tell. But it is odd for us to play almost. I guess in the old days would have been an AM hit. Do you have a secret nefarious plan in mind, Rick?
No secret nefarious plan. It would be an AM hit, except here on the East Coast, it is almost like there is a cone of silence over the Eagles and their release because we don't hear anything on the radio out here from the Eagles. And it's interesting that that's an album that you can only get at a particular big box store chain. You can't get it from iTunes. You can't get it anywhere else. And it's the number one album in America, and at least on this side of the country, you can't hear it. So how it ended up being number one, It says something about the Eagles and their long popularity, and of course they have the all-time best-selling LP, so people still love them.
I think it maybe the fact it's not getting played on the radio may have something to do with some corporate heebie-jeebies between the huge multinational Bahamas that own the radio stations out there and the huge multinational Bahamas that's got the exclusive on selling it. That couldn't be the case, could it?
Well, as we know these days, the way you get music and the way music is marketed, it's a crazy place. It's not set up for the consumer, at least. Somebody's making money. I'm sure the Eagles are making money on this, and that big box store chain is making money too. But I got to tell you, the dogs may not like the Eagles. The critics may not like the Eagles, but I still like them. They still got that magic for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, if that's the case, then let's play some other songs and see if there's some more magic.
More Eagles right now.
Sometimes when the game is on the line, Tessie always carried them away. Up the road from third base to Huntington, the boys would always sing and sway. charge into the park, storm the gates and put the game on hold. The Rooters gave the other team a dreadful fright. Boston's 10th man could not be wrong. Up from third base to hunting time, they'd sing another victory song.
I just feel like I stumbled out of a Boston bar, maybe a Boston punk bar, sometime after 1:30 a.m. after hearing that set. We started off with Me First and the Gimme Gimmes with their version of the Eagles' Desperado by request. We also heard by request the Dropkick Murphys with Tessie, the baseball version. for all those Red Sox fans out there. And finally, wrapping it up, a song by the name of Glad by, we love these groups, don't we, Jeff? The groups with the amazing names. Every week we manage to find one. You found one this week. You often find them. This is a group by the name of the Swingin' Utters. Great name.
Well, and they're about, they're actually very far from Boston. They're a California post-punk band, I guess, for lack of a better term. And that song is off an album called Dead Flowers, Bottles, Bluegrass, and Bones. And, of course, none of the songs on there have anything to do with bluegrass. And I don't think that the Swingin' Utters, who I'll go by the band members go by their first names, another reason I loved them. I don't think they're very glad about anything, do you?
No, but, well, they certainly have a joyful name. And I would say that even though they're from California, they would have fit in that Boston punk band that I'm imagining, that Boston punk pub, rather, than I'm imagining, because all those songs, I spent a good year and a half spending a lot of time in Boston and spent some time in some good places there. That set sounds like it's right out of that place. And I guess we're a little late for baseball season, but that was a request that came in during the series, so I guess we have to acknowledge the world champion Boston Red Sox, don't we, Jeff?
Well, we do, but I also, it raises a metaphysical question, and perhaps you can have a sportology instead of a musicology note here. The Red Sox, of course, the perennial underdogs. If you win two World Series in 3 years, that means you're no longer a perennial underdog, and that means you're no longer lovable, or does it?
Well, Boston certainly is the proud sports city these days. Two baseball championships, three Super Bowls, all in this decade, so... they're the champions. Maybe we should be playing some Queen for them, but we can't get too far into the sports metaphor. And obviously, actually, a nice week to play an upbeat sports chant song, but this is actually a down week for baseball, I have to say.
Oh, because are you referring to Mr. Barry Bonds getting indicted?
Yeah. You can't love baseball and see that on the front page.
Well, that's very true, but it's funny you brought that up, because I'll probably have more to say about this on the blog version of Ivory Towers, won't I?
Very true. Coming up next week, Jeff is planning an opus on Barry Bonds, and so because of that, it's time for us to tell half of our audience, the half that gets us from Wi-Fi, where you can find our blog, the Ivory Towers blog, not the Ivory Towers radio show. You can find us at http://ivorytowers, that's towers with a Z or a Z, an all one word, .blogspot.com. We write about media, culture, politics, and of course sports. So one more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Stiff Little Fingers, Suspect Device, from 1979 on Jeff's New Wave here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Stiff Little Fingers, a Belfast punk band. They were referred to as the Irish Clash, which, of course, did them absolutely no good at all, because if you could hear the original Clash, the record company is figuring, why would you want to hear the Irish Clash?
I have to laugh. Sometimes by serendipity, we manage these unknown themes. Since we were in Boston in the last set, the Irish town playing the Dropkick Murphys, sort of an Irish punk band in its own right, although transplanted, obviously. Here we are doing the Irish Clash. And then the title of that song, Suspect Device. The strange thing is, in the past, oh, I guess year, 18 months, there have been these strange suspect devices in Boston. So we have a weird Boston feel to this show. I'm not sure why.
Well, actually, there's a couple of Stiff Little Fingers songs that I wanted to play, but I did choose Suspect Device just to show that in 1979, the things that blow up military vehicles by the side of the road were nothing new then, and they're nothing new in Iraq now, and sadly, they'll probably be nothing new in 30 or 40 years, wherever we get involved in whatever mess we'll be involved in then.
Roadside bombs, by whatever name you want to call them, they have new acronyms today, but they are a horrible part of the current reality. And since we're talking about things that go boom, Jeff, it's that time.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
By request, the music of Motorhead, Ace of Spades, on the Metal Shop. That tune is probably the most popular Motorhead cut that you can find. At least it's ranked as number one on the iTunes popularity meter.
Rick, does this mean that we played two really popular songs among the first five or six of the show today?
I would challenge anybody to say that that Motorhead song is a popular song, because actually Motorhead as a heavy metal band even didn't get their due on stations that would play heavy metal. This is a band that I think that was off the radar, of course, unnecessarily. So no, I think actually typical for the Metal Shop. We're giving you something that you probably are not hearing on over-the-air radio. And my guess is that 80% of our audience has never heard that Motorhead cut before.
Well, Rick, that's why we're here. That's why we do Ivory Towers Radio, because it is all about the music. So that 80%, which I must say includes me, can hear the song and make their own judgment.
Well, and coming up, there's a song that I think just about every rock and roll fan has heard, but not this way and not by this band.
Just say I'm gone, 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 gone. Messiah come to save them. They started lining up with babies to be blessed, the sick and the lame, blocking the pavement. I walked on water and old kids sang, turned wine into whiskey and drank, drank, drank. Honey, ooh. St. Louis, you gotta play St. Louis. St. Louis is a root of some kind. The blind came to me and I made him see. Got the deaf digging high fidelity cartridge. I could do card tricks you wouldn't believe. There's nothing innocent about a newborn babe that a few years here can't cure. And it's not so much that you burn out, baby, but you finally. Get a little overwhelmed. Wars and pain and poverty, those have been around a long time. But the oceans rise and the fresh water dies, and the hate sticks harder to your insides. And the cars get bigger and your smoke turns out, and your idols fall and you lie a little better. Further off the track, and with each day passing, it's harder. call Mother Earth a mother for a reason. She will revolt.
Dan Byrne with the title track from his 2006 release, Breathe. Dan Byrne channeling the great Bob Dylan there, but I think Byrne puts his own spin on things too. We started off with Good Times, Bad Times, covered by an Ivory Towers radio favorite known as Cracker. We love that Cracker band. And In Between, brand spanking new music from Robert Plant and Alison Krauss with Gone, 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 Done Moved On from their new release. What a interesting pairing. Lots of duets on that particular release. And who would have thought? Who would have thought that the lead singer of Led Zeppelin would be doing the bossa nova with Alison Krauss?
Now, Rick, playing this song, is this once again another attempt by you to get in on that Led Zeppelin reunion concert lottery?
Well, I knew that that question would be coming. And last week, when we put the playlist together, I had no thoughts to play this. But then I heard it. I actually heard this song on the radio, believe it or not. This song is getting played on the radio. And I loved it. I loved it right away and said, I got to get that in the show because it's so different. And like I said, who would have thought that these two together, a country bluegrass player and singer and Alison Krauss doing it up with Robert Plant, just an unlikely and wonderful combination. So no, it's not. But since you gave me the in, I will mention that the Zepp, the mothership, was supposed to fly again this month, November. And apparently, Jimmy Page fractured one of his fingers. And so, can't be playing that guitar with a fractured finger. They had to reschedule, and they'll be playing sometime in December.
Well, Rick, if you liked that song, if you didn't like that song, if you'd like me to stop teasing Rick about Led Zeppelin, you can send us an email here at Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ radio at att.net. You can ask for a request. We've already played a couple of three of those today. One or two more are still to come. You can tell us to shut up and play the music. You can do whatever you want because we'd love to hear from you.
Write us. We play requests.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
We'll be right back. down in my favorite place.
Talk about unlikely pairings. What happens if you pair up an alt-country band with a song that's from the Stooges? I Wanna Be Your Dog, that's the cover by request this week on Cover Me. Iggy Pop and the Stooges, some may know as the proto-punk garage band that's still extremely popular. They've been touring the country this year. And that's done up by Uncle Tupelo, an alt-country band. Some may know Uncle Tupelo as Jeff Tweedy's band before he went on to found Wilco. So there you go. Some alt-country, some proto-punk, all wrapped together in a nice little package. Jeff?
Wasn't Uncle Tupelo really the first alt-country band?
Some people actually do credit Uncle Tupelo as the first alt-country band, or at least critics were the first to dub them that. Who knows?
Well,
if we go into the musicology of this, I'm sure we could probably find some other bands of the time. But Tweedy certainly, to use the cliche, a mover and a shaker in that particular realm, although he likes, as we have discussed, to disregard the alt-country label, and certainly someone doing interesting music in all types of genres.
Well, actually, I wasn't going to do the musicology lesson, although it's always welcome. I was just going to make a clever comment. If you had your first alt-country band and the proto-punk band, there was a connection. Never mind. Hey, Rick,
actually, that is a clever comment because some people actually think that the two are connected, that punk, proto-punk is connected to alt-country, that the idea of the proto-punk ethos, if you will, is infused into alt country, and that's what makes it alt.
You know, Rick, We do a lot of musicology lessons here on Ivory Towers Radio, and we also play a lot of music. This is show 41. You can listen to this show, or you can download any of the previous 40 shows by going to public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio, all one word. That's public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio, all one word, Towers, T-O-W-E-R-Z.
Yeah. smile. Say hello to another goodbye. Say hello to another goodbye.
From 1973, Photograph, here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. That is, of course, off Ringo's best-selling and most critically acclaimed solo record called Ringo. We started out with Cheap Trick doing a cover of the Beatles' Day Tripper, a live version produced by Beatles producer George Martin. And in the middle, Linus of Hollywood, Say Hello to Another Goodbye, a very Beatles-esque sounding song from 2000 off a wonderfully titled album called Your Favorite Record. And Rick, that Ringo Starr record, Ringo, is actually the answer to a crucial Beatles trivia question.
What's the question? Is this Jeopardy?
The question is, there was never a Beatles reunion. But what is the only time all of the Beatles played on the same album together?
And I'm guessing that it's that Ringo album.
The answer was on Ringo, and producer Richard Perry somehow got them to all do it without killing each other. That was quite a trick, and I'll just throw in one more Beatles piece of trivia with this. That song Photograph was written by George Harrison. Oh, and before I forget, Rick, I do want to send that song out, Photograph, to my favorite travel agent.
Well, that's a good dedication. That's a wonderful dedication. But I have to ask, were all the Beatles together on any one cut? I'm guessing not. And
I don't think so. I think if they were all together on one cut, we would have heard about it in 1973.
The other part about that I will note is that Ringo was the one who seemed to get along with everybody. The guy who people didn't give enough credit to for his talent, but he seemed to have the right attitude about life. And some might argue that he's the Beatle that ended up the best in the end.
The most well-adjusted, anyway.
Perhaps. And the other thing I will note about that song is when it first came out, I wasn't much for it, but put some years on yourself and listen to that song. It's a good one. Well, Mr. Jeff.
Is this the time in the show where we stick up for internet radio, Rick?
It is, and so let's go there.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
is a strange and bitter crop. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. Fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time.
gone to my head like sweet moonshine. Let's play those old records till dawn. Let the music go on and on and on. It's too hot to sleep anyway, so you might as well stay. It's too hot to sleep anyway, so you might as well stay.
Eileen Jewell, Too Hot to Sleep on Ivory Towers Radio. New music from a record called Letters from Sinners and Strangers. We started out with the incomparable Billie Holiday with her classic hit, Strange Fruit. And yes, if that did seem odd, it's a song about lynching. And in the middle, a little whiff of 1973, Harry Nilsson, As Time Goes By, from a record called A Little Touch of Schmilson in the Night. And Rick, musicology lesson coming up. There was about 70 years of jazz, blues sort of singing there, from Billie Holiday to Eileen Jewell.
And it all sounded wonderful. Are you making a political statement with playing that number, Strange Fruit?
Well, you know, here on Ivory Towers Radio, we never, ever, ever make political statements, do we? But
we often do.
We were talking before the show that we've done 40 shows and we haven't done Billie Holiday yet, which of course is an overstated fact. And with Billie Holiday, you got a lot of great songs to pick from. And I thought, no, you know what? Let's play Strange Fruit, and anybody who has a problem with that can go listen to something else.
Well, it is a classic, and of course, Billie Holiday is a classic too. She's just a sad story. The woman who sang the blues, and you can't get enough of her.
And I'll just throw in one more piece of Ringo Starr-related trivia, Rick, since we're almost done today. Harry Nilsson did sing background vocals on the Ringo album that Photograph is on.
Harry was actually one of those people who was very friendly with the Beatles, and after Lennon moved to New York, he was one of his drinking pals there. So Harry Nilsson is somebody who's gone too, and someone who I miss quite a bit. So I'm glad that you put him in the mix this week.
That's what we're happy to do here on Ivory Towers Radio, and sadly, we're almost out of time.
Well, Jeff, it wouldn't be an Ivory Towers Radio podcast, an underground podcast, without a correction. And even though, as far as I can tell, and maybe our wonderful listeners can write us and tell us if we've made another mistake, but last week I made a mistake, and I always like to correct my mistakes, as I know you do too. And so just to set things correct, last week we were talking about Chrissy Hynde and her lovers, if you may recall, and we mentioned that she, of course, had spent some time with lead singer and songwriter, leader of the Kinks, Ray Davies. I had alluded to the fact that she might have also spent some time with the lead singer of The Cure. I got my C bands mixed up. It was actually The Call. So today we're going to sign off with some Call music, but I have to do the right thing here and give our credits. So any last comments, Jeff?
The Call were not a Canadian band, though, right?
Well, it would be perfect for us if they were a Canadian band, but I don't think so. I think a British band. And so thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell, and now we're going to leave you with The Call and The Walls Came Tumbling Down, and this song is dedicated to Chrissy Hynde, wherever she may be.
They blew the horns the walls came down. They'd all been born, and the walls came down. They stood there. Sanctuary fades, congregation splits, nightly military raids, the congregation splits, there's a song of assassins ringing in your ears, we got terrorists thinking, playing on fears. The walls came down.